Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah. What am I? There's another aspect of this song I want to sing. What a mighty God we serve. 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 Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we want to hear some testimonies. Can you want to share with us some of the things God has done this year in your ministry, your life, and family? You want to share some testimony? You can go ahead and share that right now.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll share our testimony as a couple.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were childhood involved with each other in our late teens and early 20s. And
yes,
things didn't work out the way we had planned on it back then. My wife lost a baby that we had created, but God knew what was best for both of us. And we went our separate ways for over 31 years. And Christmas 2014, I heard from her. Her mother had found me on Facebook, and she texted me on Facebook, and I didn't accept her friend request because I didn't know who it was. And when we talked to each other, we spoke for close to 4.5 hours on the phone after having not spoken to each other for that long amount of time. Well, fast forward, we got back together, and we got married, and we were blessed to have you to say a prayer for us.
Amen.
At our wedding reception. Now, since then, I have lost both of my parents. I've had brain surgery, but I'm still here. My parents prepared me for what was coming, but as a young man, I thought I had all of the answers. I thought I knew everything, and both of them said, when the time comes, everything that we taught you, you may not want to recognize it, but you have been prepared for what's coming. I'm totally grateful that God put parents in my life. My dad was not much of a biblical man, but my mother and my grandmother were praying women. And because they were praying women, I'm still here. And the word says, train your child up in the right way, and when they get to be older, they will return back to the right way after having done all of the worldly things they've done. Well, that couldn't have been truer because I did all of those things from playing provocative music to working in provocative clubs and security and other things, guarding other people that were quote-unquote stars here on this plane. But all in all, I have felt God in my life because so many times I have had so many different things that happened to me that I couldn't explain. I had shoulder surgery at the age of 25, and I literally died on the table.
Oh,
and
my God.
To even go back further than that, before I was born, my mother was pushed down the steps while she was still carrying me. And I was born with the umbilical cord around my neck. So you could literally say I hit the ground running. And all of the things that have happened to me in my life, even through chastisement, have turned out to be blessings because the Father chastises those he loves. And the enemy gives those that he loves everything that they want instead of giving them what they need. And that's what my Father's done for me. He's given me everything I needed and not what I wanted because what I wanted may not have been good for me. And most of the cases, what I wanted was no good for me. And I'm grateful to have the things that I need. I've gone through having multiple bouts with cancer. I'm still here. I've had brain surgery, which revealed cancer back in 2019. And to God be the glory, 6 weeks and 4 days after major brain surgery, I was able to play my trumpet again. Now, I will stop right there, because that right there is enough to bring tears to my eyes, you all. And it's not tears of sadness, it's tears of gratitude, because literally the doctors didn't think that I would make it on either accord. And I'm still here. And it's only by God's grace, mercy, and favor that I'm still here. And daily, I pray for wisdom, vision, and courage to know what to do, see how it's done, and to have the courage to stand on God's word, knowing that he's not going to leave me or forsake me. He didn't bring me this far to leave me alone. So all the glory that comes from my heart is God felt, God directed, and I am loving having a new life with my wife in a new place, because we went through being homeless last year when we moved from D.C. I took care of my mother for 10 years. And even while I was sick, I still took care of her. And my wife wanted to know, why are you doing this? And I told her, I said, because this is what I'm supposed to do. My mother took care of me as a child. And even as a grown man, after having multiple back surgeries, she took care of me. I will not leave this earth without giving my best to take care of my mother, who was the life giver, life protector, and life molder for who I am now. I appreciate and I'm grateful that I had a mother that was like that. You all, I think I'm hogging things up. So I think I'll let my wife speak a little bit if she chooses to.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, that's a good testimony right there. Bishop, I just want to read the word that was led to me this evening. I'm coming from Ezekiel 37, and the Lord was giving me the Ezekiel 37, and then turn around Psalm 37. 37, I'm going all the way down. We got to read the word and hear what thus said the Lord. If you could turn with your Bible to Ezekiel 37. It says, the hand of the Lord came upon and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley. And it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, them were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, oh Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, prophesy to these dry bones and say to them, to the dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied, if I was commanded, and I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone, my God. Indeed, as I looked at the sinew, and the flesh came upon them, the skin covered them over, my God, God is doing it. But there was no breath in them. Also, he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus said the Lord, God comes from the four winds of breath and breathe on these seeds that were slain, and those that were slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breathed coming to them. Breath came into them. My God, thank you, Jesus. And they lived and stood upon their feet and exceedingly the great army,
yes.
My God. Then he said
yes.
to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole
yes.
house of Israel. My God. They indeed said, our bones are dry. Our hope is
yes.
lost. And we ourselves are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them dry bones. Thus
yes.
said the Lord God, behold,
yes.
O my people, I will open up the grave, and cause you to come up from your grave, my God.
Yes.
Oh, God, and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you
yes.
shall know that I am the Lord. When I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves, my God,
yes.
I will put
yes.
my spirit in you, and
Amen.
You shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you
Amen.
Shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it, my
yes.
God, and performed it, says the Lord. Again, the
yes.
word of the Lord came to me saying, as you, son of man, take a stick for yourself and write
yes.
on it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions, then take another stick and write on
yes.
it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions, then join them one to another for yourself unto the stick. And they will become one in your hand, God has it. And when the children of your people speak to you, saying, will you not show us what you mean by this? Say to them,
yes.
thus said the Lord, God, surely I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribe of Israel, his companions, and I will join them with it, with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, coming on one accord, collaborating. And they will be
mm.
one in my hand, and the stick on which you write will be in your hand before their eyes. This thus
yes.
said to them, thus said the Lord God, surely I will take the children of Israel from among the nations, wherever they have
yes.
gone, and I will gather them every side and bring them to their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land on the mountains of
yes.
Israel. And one king, my God, Jesus, shall be king over them all. They shall no longer be two nations, nor should
yes.
they ever be divided into two kingdoms again. They shall not defile themselves among with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will deliver them from all their dwelling places in which they have
Amen.
Sinned. I will cleanse
yes.
them. They shall be my people, and I
yes.
will be their God. My God, David,
yes.
my servant, my most son, shall be king over them, and they shall all be one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgment and observe my statutes to do them. Then they
yes.
shall dwell in the land that I have given to Jacob, my servant, where your fathers dwell and their children's children forever. My servant
yes.
shall be the prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with them. I will establish
yes.
them and multiply them, and I will set my sanctuary in their midst forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them indeed. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. The nation
yes.
also will know that I, the Lord, sanctify Israel, my God, when my sanctuary is in the midst forevermore. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we thank
yes.
you, Father, for being with your people, oh God, For he has called us his chosen people, especially those that is collaborated who, with Israel. When we stand with Israel, God will bless us. He will bless his people. He said, I will bring them back. They shall recover. I'm speaking it into the system. Don't worry about what's going on against in the enemy camp, because God is going to do it for us. He is going to protect us, because he said those who love Israel, his people, his chosen people, he will love us in spite of everything. We know that God is with us, that no weapons that fall against us shall prosper. Anything that tries to form, it won't work. If God is for us, who can be against us? Amen. And I said no weapon that form against us shall prosper. God already gave us his promise. He already said that he will protect his people. Ain't no need for us to fear. Do not fear, for God is with us. As long as we look to him, he will save us from the enemy. God is always there. We just can't give up on him. But what he already said and promised, he would do it for us. Don't be distracted. Don't be disturbed. And don't be afraid, because God is with us. He's with us in our coming in and going out. And he will fight the battle for us. For the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. And I'm telling you, people of God, to be encouraged today. Don't look at what's around you and what's going on with the war, oh God, because it's in God's hand. He knows everything. He sees everything under the sun. He already promised our protection. He already promised us when we do what he asks. He will protect us. He will keep his safety and security around us. Be encouraged, people of God, from the north, the south, the east, to the west. Whether you're in the city, in the country, God will be with you. He will bless us in our coming in and going out. Even though some may have died in the battle, but God is not finished with us yet. It will be victory in Jesus' name. And Lord, thank you right now for victory. We thank you for the battles already won. We thank you for fighting our enemies on our behalf. We thank you, Father, for your instructions and not our instructions. Father, we thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you the glory, the honor, and praise this day, for this is your day. Oh, God, we thank you for fighting us on the battlefield for us, oh, God, even though many may lose their life. But, Father God, we thank you, Father, and I pray that they go home to glory celebrating. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, and you say even with the enemies, oh, God, when we don't obey you and go according to your covenant, we will head for judgment. I just pray, oh, God, that we all make it in. And even if we don't, you say you always save a remnant. So, God, I thank you for saving the remnant. Oh, God, I just ask and I want to encourage your people to keep their eyes on you, Father. Just talk about Jesus. Just remember what Jesus did. He died for each and every one of us on the cross. He bared the pain and the suffering. We just thank him for the glory. We thank God because his glory is coming. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for your glory. We thank you for what you're about to do. Because God has seen your ears of heard, or in the hearts of man, what God has prepared for us to do. So, y'all people, be encouraged today. Know that God is with you. He is with you from the beginning to the end. Do not be afraid. So I thank you for this time, Bishop, and may God bless you and your coming in and going out, you and your wife, your family, and those that receive. Just trust God and know that his glory is all over us, because he ain't bringing us this far to fail us. Everything is going to be okay. You need healing today. Believe God for your healing, because he said that you shall be healed, and speak it into existence. From this day forward, people of God, speak positive. Don't speak negative into the system. Don't speak downfall into the system. Don't speak evil into a system. Speak what God would speak. Speak what the Father speaks. Speak what Jesus said in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you this evening. Oh, God, we give you the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Be encouraged, man of God, and the people that's on here on this line. Be encouraged. Don't get discouraged. God is with us. You just keep being on the knees, on the wall of prayer. Yeah, even if you have to do a fast, just fast and pray. God hears us. He knows everything. He sees everything under the sun. It's nothing God has not missed. He already knows about it. I just want to encourage y'all. Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For God is with you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
My husband may want to play a song. Maybe you want to put on a song. It's good. Give us a little song to encourage and uplift. Give us a little song so we can just give God the glory and give him the praise and bless his name. Y'all just come on now. Just bless God. Just thank him. You are here. You are alive. You are able to speak. You are able to talk. You are able to see. You are even in the midst of this chaos. We got a lot to thank God for. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm able to hear. I'm able to see.
It's nothing too hard to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
And I will come from you, Lord. From you, Lord. Only you. No other God but you. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Just begin
thank
to pray.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Just thank God. Just thank God. Thank you, Lord.
There's going to be a restoration in your family in the name of Jesus. Yes, come. Amen.
Hello, Brother Johnson. Brother Johnson. You can off that radio, off that TV. Is that TV? Amen. Everyone is welcome. God bless you all. Thank you so much for calling. We're going to hear other speakers. We thank God. We have so many men of God and women of God that have come into today's broadcast to give God glory. Can you mute that radio? Mute that sound. Hello? Johnson.
Yeah, she put on a praise song. She put on a praise song.
Mute that sound. Mute that sound. That sound is too loud. Hello?
I don't think she can hear you. I think she left to put the phone down so the music can play.
No, leave the music. Well, we'll come back to that. Please put off the music yet. We'll come back to that. So we're going to hear the other speakers. We're going to hear the other guest speakers before we come back to the music.
Hallelujah.
Hello? Is that Evelyn? Yeah, leave the music first. Leave the music.
Let it play or turn it off.
Yeah, leave the music yet. Leave it yet. We'll come back. I will call for that when the time comes. We are right now in the Word of God now. We are past the place of prayer. Well, so we are now in the Word of God. So now we're going to come back to the music. But please leave the music yet. Leave the music yet, please.
Okay.
Yeah, leave the music here.
Hallelujah.
All right, women of God. The woman of God.
Hallelujah.
Okay. 240-701-890. Who is 240-701-890? Who is that? Okay, the person is not answering. So we're going down to... we are honored to have our Honorable Bishop Okona Kwavo, and God made it possible for him to be able to join us. He left his busy schedule to join us tonight. So we're going to let him share with us whatever God has made in his heart for us tonight. Maybe some exhortation for a couple of minutes or so, I don't know. But we're going to let our Honorable Bishop Okona Kwavo of the Christ Evangelical Ministry, our Father in the Lord, let him share with us whatever God has laid in his heart for us tonight. Over to you, Bishop Okona Kwavo.
Thank you, man of God. Archbishop. It's quite a pleasure for me to be part of this wonderful fellowship tonight. Wherever you are, we thank God for the woman of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Through the word and also prayer regarding Israel and the prophetic word of God, not just about Israel as a nation, but about those of us that are the people of God who have come to believe in Jesus the Christ.
Praise God.
And just like the man of God has said, I have just a few words of exhortation and encouragement for us. Just a bit of that spirit. Going to the book of that Ezekiel, 36, verse 26. The Bible makes it very clear that he will give unto the people of God. When that the prophet was writing that, which God revealed to him, it would seem like he was speaking about Israel. And that was true. Because the prophetic word of God had to do with Israel, but also had to do with those of us who would come to believe in the God of Abraham, who have become the spiritual sons and daughters of Abraham. In the book of that Ezekiel, chapter 36, I think in verse 26, he says, I will put a new spirit within you. I will take away the heart of stone, and I will give you the heart of the flesh, a soft heart. And God's people, the word that I want us to get there, the most important thing, is the fact that God said he would put a new spirit.
Yeah.
A new spirit on Israel. Yes, they denied the Lord and they were unfaithful. When I say they were unfaithful, I'm not saying all of the Jews. But there were those, the religious people that should have known the words of the prophets.
Yeah.
Should have had it not just at the fingertips. Should have had it written in their hearts. Should have believed that the words of Yahweh spoken to the prophets would come to pass regarding Israel. And not just about Israel as a nation, but about those who will come to believe in the God of Abraham by faith includes those of us who are not natural Israel, but spiritual. And so that word that we see as written in Ezekiel, 36 and verse 26, that talks about putting a new spirit. Yes, prophetically and literally, a time is going to come, irrespective of what is going on now in the Middle East, and irrespective of the unfaithfulness of the Jewish, the natural children or descendants of Abraham, give of their unfaithfulness, that word of the Lord will come to pass, that he will turn things around, that Israel as a people, the Jewish people as a people, would come to repent and accept the Messiah that they rejected. But it goes past that. Even as God would put a new spirit, prophetically, it's going to come to that. But he's already had those of us who have come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And the Messiah.
Amen.
He has put a new spirit into our hearts.
Yes.
He has taken away the heart of stone, the heart of unbelief, the heart of ungodliness, the heart that, of disobedience that rebelled against God and all the good things about God and all that has to do with godliness. He said, I will take that heart away. And I'll give you, when he says a flesh, the heart of the flesh, he's not talking about the heart of ungodliness. Like we hear the Bible talks about the works of the flesh, which has to do with rebellion and sin against God that came from Adamic nature. So the heart of the flesh there has nothing to do with the Adamic nature of rebellion against God and sin. What is therefore, what there, that stands for, that instead of having a stony heart, a heart that is hardened towards God and uprightness and godliness, a heart that delights in rebellion, that delights in sin. So it's a stony heart. He said, I will take that away. I give unto you who have now come to believe in the Messiah, the heart that is up. And that is the heart of the Spirit. That is the outworking of the Spirit. And so in Romans chapter 5, the Apostle Paul, when he was writing to the Gentile church of Rome, not even the Jews. Yes, there might have been some Jews in Rome who believed, but this was a church that was made up of mainly and mostly the Gentiles. He said to them, God has poured out his love by the Holy Spirit into your heart. That is the heart that the prophet was talking about. The heart of mercy, the heart of grace, the heart of godliness, the heart that enjoys the good things of God, the heart that adores and honors and reverences God. That's exactly what the Holy Spirit was ministering through the prophet. And to document there, to show that there would be a people who by nature, because of their Adamic nature, had been rebellious towards God. There would be a people who, with all their religiosity and self-righteousness, had a heart that was sinful, that God would uproot that. It is not the work of man. He would do it supernaturally, not dependent upon my righteousness or self-righteousness or goodness or good works, but he would uproot that which came from the seed of Satan and would plant the seed of uprightness, the seed of righteousness, the seed of godliness, the seed that loves God, The seed that loves human beings rather than degrade them, like some have done, who call themselves born-again Christians, who are not truly born again. Because, like a friend of mine shared with me today, Christian brother, that Jesus, who was sinless, the Messiah, sent by God, could come down and live among men and demonstrated godliness and would even identify and touch the sinful, God's people. There's no way we would have the Spirit of the Lord poured into our hearts and God uproot the seed of ungodliness and seed of religiosity without cross, without Christ, and seed of self-righteousness, and then we would not be a people whose lives would reflect the true character of God. You see, Israel in the day of the prophets, in different generations, inspired of the greatness of God and the goodness of God, had been rebellious, disobedient. Amen. Even unto the days when the Messiah, the Son of God, had literally walked the streets and demonstrated the greatness of God, they still hardened their hearts. And because of the heart of stone and the heart of unbelief, even though they saw the Messiah, they refused to receive him and refused to believe him. When I say they refused to, thank God there were some, a few, that believed that this was the Son of God. This was the promised Messiah. This was the one that was sent by God to redeem Israel and to redeem fallen human beings. And so God's people, if we are a people of God, our godliness, demonstration of who God is not what we only wear on the sleeves. It's going to be something that comes from a heart that God has completely turned around. Yes. And it's not going to be something that we only show off when we get together like this, or when we, on Sunday morning, or midweek church meetings, or in prayer meetings. But it's got to become a way of life, whereby our life speaks to who we are. The deeds of our lives would reveal the Lord God. And that is how we can touch the ungodly and bring them to believing in the God that cares and loves and is concerned about them and did not mind to release the best, the Son of God, the Messiah, to come and live among us and show us how to operate with the heart of God and to operate in the Spirit of God and how to serve and love one another and how to be able to make an impact upon the lives of people, to bring them from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And so putting a new spirit within us and taking away the heart of stone and giving us a heart that is soft was not only meant for us to make a showcase. When, as Christians, like I said, weigh it on the fleece, make a showcase. When we get together, it was for us to be a different people, a people of God. Thank you very much.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, man.
Amen.
Thank you for allowing me to
say
a few words.
We thank God. Evangelist Michael, are you online?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you're going to share with us for maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes, whatever. Let's hear from the woman of God, our mother in Christ, Honorable Evangelist Alain Kalawa, to share with us what God has for us tonight. Yes, welcome her to share with us.
Father, I give you glory. I exalt you, Lord God Almighty, for this opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God silenced the proud mouth. God silenced the proud mouth.
Yes.
You can find that in the, when you read the whole of Isaiah 36 and Isaiah 37 about Sennacherib and Hezekiah. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee.
Amen.
I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Amen.
Fear not, in the Bible, from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible.
Yes.
In Proverbs 16:18, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And the psalmist apparently aware of the dangers of an uncontrollable mouth.
Yes.
We must be able to control our mouth. We must set a watch over our mouth. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. See the door of my lips. That's Psalm 141, verse 3. A wayward and proud mouth always comes with a loose and poisonous tongue, a toxic combination that results in destruction. Pride leads to destruction. For example, in Isaiah 36, King Sennacherib's men were intent on terrorizing and humiliating the Jews. King Hezekiah's officials pleaded with all them not to blast out their insults in the language of the Jews, so the heart of those present will not fail. But arrogant and determined, they continue their behavior and defame the name of the Most High God of Israel. The God of wonders, the God of the armies of Israel, the ever victorious God and the ever prevailing God, always has the final say. King Hezekiah presented Sennacherib's offensive letter to the Lord and cried out to him. That can be found in Isaiah 37, verse 14 to 20. Then Jehovah Sabaoth executed a perfect plan to silence the boasters when the angel of the Lord slaughtered 185,000 of Sennacherib's men in one night. Sennacherib was later killed by his own son after returning to his country. Isaiah 37, 33 to 38. Hezekiah prayed in faith, and God responded violently. Sennacherib and his men reaped the fruit of their proud mouth and poisonous tongue, like Hezekiah and his name, we must be persistent in faith, regardless of the words spoken by overconfident and hostile forces around us. When hostility abounds and fear assails, pray to your Father who is in secret. And just as he did for Hezekiah and the Jews, their Father which fears in secret shall reward thee openly. Matthew chapter 6, verse 18. Hezekiah knew the God who answers his prayer. You also need an intimate relationship with God, the great era of prayer. You must fellowship with him as you are doing now. Study his word. Live by his word. And confess his word. And pray without ceasing. And when we do this, then we are sure God is on our side. So may God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray right now. It all started with Apostle Evelyn Johnson's message on the dry bones shall live again. Though she didn't put that as a title, but I'm putting that as a title because that she was preaching from Ezekiel. And whatever went there in our lives should come alive. Whatever went there, our prayer life, our ministries, our churches, our evangelism, our soul winning, our giving to the work of God, our outreaches should come alive. Because that was the message she started with. We started with today. You know, we're going to pray that whatever dies should come alive. Because that's what the book of Ezekiel 37 is talking about. It's talking about the dead that came back to life. This one is that what good is that? Control that phone, please. All right. So we're going to pray right now that God will revive whatever died, our gifts of the Spirit to come alive, our ministry to come alive, and whatever went dead to come alive in the name of Jesus. So please, shall we pray in the name of Jesus.
Whatever that is, There's not only city for me.
Meditate on this music that I have in the background so that the Holy Spirit can be invited into our hearts, minds, our homes, and everywhere that we go. Let the Holy Spirit lead, guide, protect, and teach.
Amen.
So that
Amen.
We can feel His presence. Instead of chasing
yes.
men, women, objects, let's chase God. Let's chase Him with
yes.
all that's within us. Let His presence envelop us. Let His Holy
yes.
Spirit give us comfort in times of trouble and unsureness. Let His Spirit, which teaches, which protects, and educates, be prevalent
yes.
in our lives, not just today, but every day. We must feed our spirit, man, the way we feed our bodies. We need God's
yes.
word every day to equip us
yes.
against the wiles of the world. Give us all the armor of protection, headed with wisdom, the vision, and the courage to know that when you stand on God's word, you cannot be moved, you cannot be shaken, you cannot even be stirred.
Yes.
To move your faith away from God who created everything, the heavens and the earth. He is the Alpha and the Omega, omnipresent and omnipotent. And because of that,
yes.
Lord, I give my praise to you.
Yes.
I give my prayers to you. I open my heart to you so that my mind can be filled with your word, so I have no room for the devil's words, his behavior, or anything that comes from him. I ask you, Father, to give me the strength
yes.
to turn away from sin
yes.
and to face you with a clean mind, clean hands, and an open heart for your word. And
yes.
this prayer I put up in the precious name of Jesus, who shed his blood for a sinner like me.
Yes.
He knew the outcome, but he did it
yes.
anyway because he was obedient. And obedience by God's word says that obedience is better than sacrifice. There's no need for sacrifice
yes.
when you're obedient. Lord, give me the strength
Amen.
To remain obedient to you yes. and you alone.
Yes.
And I invite you into my home
yes.
in every way, shape, and form, blocking out the demons that come from the TV, the radio, the computer, the telephones that we're using right now to lift you up, Father. I ask that the Holy Spirit block any interruption. or any deviation from focusing in on you. I put this prayer up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, bro. Just see, this is your own music. This is your own music. Press and watch. There's so much conflict going on internationally, globally. The war between Russia and Ukraine is still there. In fact, right now, the news is saying that they should come and protect Ukraine from nuclear bombs, because Putin, I don't know what Putin is trying to do there now. That's the news of today, that they want protection over Ukraine from nuclear attacks. that's as of today. And then China is trying to take over Taiwan, and all that is still going on. Then China wants to take over the China Sea and all those places, and then Japan is coming to attack them. Then America is attacking, and they are attacking America, and all these things are going on. We don't want the Third World War. First of all, we don't want the Third World War, because what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, that was to the end of the Second World War, those bombs were dropped in nuclear bombs, atomic and hydrogen bombs that were dropped in Nagasaki and Hiroshima in Japan, 1945. And up to today, the effects of those bombs are still there. We don't want any of these things. It shouldn't happen again. And now with the tension that is going on, it's like the whole world is getting ready for a third world war, which is not what we are praying for. We are not praying for that. It shouldn't come at all. And we're not going to, this is not a joke. What I'm saying now is not a joke. If we Christians don't pray to cancel these things, you will see these things happen right before your eyes. And this time around, it's going to be very disastrous. So I've been appealing to Christians all over the world to be praying against all these satanic spirits, blood-sucking demons that are hovering around seeking whom to devour. These things should not happen again. We want peace for the whole world. Jesus came to give us peace. Jesus came to give us love. And we don't want the devil at all. So we're still going to pray right now. We're going to pray right now for God to take over all these ugly situations that are looming around. We don't want the devil to take advantage of these situations and create another chaos that will plunge the whole world into a third world war. We have to pray against that spirit. The spirit of God to take over the earth. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. The devil has no place to demonstrate his wickedness. I'm pleading for everybody that is online right now. We have over the computer shows that we have over 500 people on this service. This is apart from those on the prayer line, on the line, on the radio. We're going to pray. Everybody is going to pray right now that God will take over these ugly situations. We don't want them. We don't want these ugly situations. It shouldn't be. Yes. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Let us pray in the name of Jesus. Everybody, please, let us pray.
In the name of Jesus.
We want peace for the whole world. Peace.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Peace
and faith.
Peace
and
nation.
Peace and
nation.
Lord God,
peace and
faith.
Peace
and nation.
Peace
and
nation.
Lord
God,
peace and faith.
Peace
and nation.
Peace
and nation.
We don't want
to be
fighting and
thinking
of God and the
So that all of us will live in godly life and in quietness and peace in the name of Jesus. Peace and love in the soul of God of heaven. In the name of Jesus, and in the soul of God of God, let them see the counsel of God and the counsel of God Almighty, Jesus
Christ.
Let God be with all the deaths of all of us. Oh, Lord God of heaven,
the blood of Jesus. There's so much. What's that telephone making noise? At that point shouldn't be making noise. There's so much conflict in the home front. There's so much confrontation. There's so much disagreements and marriages are broken and broken homes and broken families. No peace, no joy. You know, and it's even affecting the churches. You go to the church, single man, single woman, single man, single woman, single man, single woman. And the rate of divorce is just too much. It's too much. The rate of divorce is just too much. There's so much disagreement, dysfunctional homes. A woman with her children, you know, a lady have to grow up children. Where is the man? The man is not there. The man has been kicked out. Another place is to be a man and little children. Where is the woman? The woman has been kicked out. And all these things are so many of it everywhere. We go, where are we going to? Is it Sodom and Gomorrah we are going to do? See, this is not a good spirit at all. We need to pray against all these spirits. There's too much confusion in the home, in the family. So much disagreement. People are even saying that they don't want to marry again. Some people are even running away from marriages and so on. And even little girls, little boys, they are so scared of what is going on. They can't believe with their eyes what they are seeing. You know, people are running away from home, from marriage. No more family life. What is going on? What is really going on? The devil wants people to do lesbian. The devil wants people to be homosexual. The devil wants people to practice sodomy and Gomorrah. You know, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. We are going to pray that this evil should be rooted out. Yeah, God told Jeremiah, I have anointed you to root out evil. Yeah, we're going to blind those evil spirits and cast them away. The spirit of righteousness. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. We cannot keep quiet and let people become callous and prostitutes all over the place. No. Let us come against these evil spirits. Yes, in the name of Jesus, and we pray that we pray that we pray. In the name of Jesus, let us come against this spirit. We come against
Yeah, let's do it for another day. I would like to speak with you, so
I can actually follow the order of the service that you want to have and not be in conflict with what's going on.
Yes.
I think I was out of place by having the music loud. I want to apologize to everybody, but forgive me for feeling the spirit.
No, you didn't do anything wrong. It's okay. It's okay. But next Saturday, I think we'll be more organized about the music. Like, actually, the music comes first. In the praise and worship comes first in the first 20 minutes. Praise and worship and prayer. And then before the guest speakers take over and begin to speak one after the other. But we didn't discuss this before, so I think next Saturday will be better. We'll be able to have the music come first, the first 20 minutes. Then before the guest speakers, we start coming on. You didn't do anything wrong, my brother. You are a blessing. We are all blessed today, and your wife, Evelyn, and all the children and the family. We want to thank every one of you for being a part of this broadcast. We really enjoyed what God is doing. Apostle Evelyn, were you doing a fundraising for your ministry, or what was that? I saw your Cash App and then Zelle.
Could you call me privately, Bishop, and I could talk to you about that?
Oh, okay.
Please.
We do that next week, Saturday. You tell us more about that, and then let's see what God will do.
Oh, you want me to tell you about the ministry? I could do that now. Me and my husband have a new ministry.
Oh, okay. Tell us about that.
Okay. The ministry is called Supernatural Anointed Healing Ministries, and that's what God gave us and what we are doing. We'll be reaching out to men, women, and children. We'll be helping them as far as not just their faith and coming to God, Jesus, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, so they can have a better understanding, which me and my husband will be teaching, mainly me. My husband is rooted in the word too, but he's on the music and side of it and the worship. What we're doing, we're helping the poor, the needy, the widows, and the fatherless. Okay, Bishop? Those are the people that we are reaching to, and the elderly. So this ministry will be based on. And not only just helping them get to where they need to be in God, but we'll be helping meeting their needs and the resources they may need. We'll also be helping those that need, like they need transportation to the hospital and their clinic appointment. So we're trying to get contracts for that. So we're getting trying to get contracts for that. And that's it. We're just trying to reach and be a light to people and help people and solving problems. And as we help ourselves, we will be helping others.
Yeah.
And so that's what Supernatural Anointed Healing is. And then we do have a couple of people that came on board on staff with us. And we asked sow seeds, and people still coming in. We asked to sow seeds so we can get it done.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so next Saturday we'll talk more about that. And if you are doing a fundraising, let us know your Cash App or your Zelle, and then let's see what God will do. We want to thank every one of you for your cooperation, for being there in this broadcast. God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining. And everyone participated. The house was full today. We have so many people. Praise God. That is good. It's good. We have the iron sharpening iron. No man knows. We still have 30 minutes more. To go. But I just want you to know that iron sharpening iron. And if you see, the fellowship tonight, we have been edified. with all these men of God and women of God sharing the word of God, I tell you, I'll be revived. I want to go out there and preach the gospel in the house, open outside there right now. I'm just feeling like I've been fired. You know, I just caught fire. I caught fire right now. I tell you, we're going to see it. People are going to see it around. We're going to share it on Facebook, Twitter, link, and share it on TikTok. And let it go over. Let people enjoy this word of God. I tell you, we have been revived tonight. And we're going to continue tomorrow by 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And I know God is blessing everyone who has come. And as many who preach, those who are on Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok, those who are on Twitter, link, and so on, God bless you all. Thank you so much for being a part of this broadcast. Those on YouTube and Facebook and so on, God bless you all for joining us. The Lord is with you. Join us again tomorrow evening, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And God bless you abundantly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's say the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
The love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Shalom.